You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
The night, oh yeah, the rhythm of the night.
I hope you're ready for this track, because I am. Seriously. 95 BFM! Kia ora koutou mau, e whakarongo koe ki te irirangi pōho. My name's Geneva, I've been filling in for Mikey this Friday, and I'm here with some special guests. I'm here with Tom Sainsbury and Kermath. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Yeah, the karaoke boys. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. So you're here to talk to us about Karaoke Boys, which is a one-hour comedy musical theatre show. And that follows Wayne. I'm assuming one of you plays Wayne.
No, we don't play Wayne.
I'm just the director
of it.
Not just the director.
I'm director. I'm the megalomaniac director, egomaniac. And Kermit plays a wonderful character called Posh.
Posh. Okay, yes. So it's written by acclaimed creators Daryl Wrightson and Kermath.
Yes.
And directed by multi-talented Tom Sainsbury. Karaoke Boys features an award-winning cast, including,
so we've got Zach and Iyatt, which is some eye candy for you. We've got Liv Tennant, who's an amazing dancer. Ash Ogden, who's amazing dancer. Oh, there's so many people. Hamish McGregor.
Yep. Yes.
Ava.
Jacoby.
Yeah. Liv Tennant.
Liv Tennant, yes.
And Ash Hunt.
Ash Ogden, yes. And Jess Hunt. And Cherie
Moore.
She's a beautiful, she's a vocal coach, and she's just kind of whipped us into shape, as well as Jason Smith and Lara Liu, who choreographed the whole thing. But those names don't mean anything. The whole premise of the thing is basically backwater New Zealand. Because there's the biggest spice. Oh, I'm not going to give it away.
Don't give away the plot twist.
The biggest girl band that have ever existed. It's our version of their backstory.
It's the origin story.
Yes, the origin.
Yeah.
And it's all about karaoke, which is an amazing world.
It's an art form.
It is an art form.
You can get a degree in karaoke in some countries.
Are you kidding me right
now?
Yeah,
in Japan. In Japan, it's like profession. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going back to studying.
Because it's about passion.
Yeah. Fuck, I think
you'd be really good at it, I reckon.
Oh, I'd be so into it.
Yeah.
Bye bye, 95 BFM. I'm going to be a karaoke star.
What is your go to?
Rihanna, We Found Love. Yes. What about you?
I'm Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive.
Oh, that is a tune.
One of my favorites is in the show. It's Don't Stop Me Now, and
yes.
I love that one because it kind of reaches many vocal pieces that you can't really not do ever when you're drunk. So it's like you just fuck it up anyway, fudge it up. Sorry, it's just all over the place. And I feel like we've put that in the show very well.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So yeah, jump on board with Wayne's karaoke wagon as he takes you on a journey down to the Waikato to discover new friends, foes, and the biggest pop band that will ever grace the planet.
Yes.
So spice up your night and kick back with your karaoke king as he combs the country for the most bitch perfect band to rule them all. You can get tickets from qtheatre.com. And there's also a Facebook event that you can get more information from as well. Yeah. When is this play? When is it going?
Well, it opened last night and it goes till the 16th. 16th? Yes, 16th of February.
So how did the opening go?
Really good. So it was like, cool.
Of course it went good.
So many elements about this play. We were like, is it going to come together? It's going to come together.
Honestly.
Sound, technical, set collapsing, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And miraculously... I was sitting in the audience going with my fingers so crossed that it was hurting. And the play managed to go without a hitch.
Honestly, there's so many pieces to this play that we've not had one single run, except for last night's opening, that has gone like amazing.
Bitch perfect.
And we finally hit it, so I'm really happy. Yes, I walked around Auckland with this wasn't on purpose, I had to go from Grey Lynn to Kew Theatre with a sign that said the Do Come In, which is the name of the bar, and the lady pulls over and she's like, I've got kids in the car. And I was like,
get them inside.
So please come and see this sign because it is it's ruined my life.
Yeah, please do come inside.
Please do.
And yeah, go to qtheatre.com if you want to get Karaoke Boy tickets. It sounds like so much fun if you want to experience those elements. So you have lined up Blondie, Call Me.
Yes.
Yeah, so is this song featured in...
Yes, it does.
Oh. It does. My character plays Posh as the guy. And then, I'm the... he finds me and I'm like, I'm glam, I am fashion, I am fabulous. So that's like... And then everyone's got their own little kind of piece in the song. So it's a very key moment in the show.
Well, thank you very much, Kermath and Tom Sainsbury.
God, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Fabulous. Okay, well, have a lovely day, and here we go. Here's some Blondie. 95 BFM.
I know.
again to the Karaoke Boys for requesting this dope-ass song. Check out their season at Q Theatre.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.